T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Relationship Intervention.
What do you have an issue with? Who do you have a problem with? Bring it to Relationship Intervention, where the mixed family loves to give you their honest advice, and that's what you're looking for. Like Charlie, who's here today. Charlie, what's going on with you?
Yeah. Morning, Elizabeth and Radar. This is going to be tough. I'm probably going to be called like the worst person in the world to ever call into a relationship intervention, but
Charlie, wait a minute, that's pretty harsh, man. We haven't even heard your story, dude.
Yeah,
what's up?
Well, I mean once you hear what I did, I feel bad. I feel terrible because my best friend Wally's about to propose to his girlfriend, except he doesn't know that she cheated on him.
Well, yeah, that's definitely clearly a situation here. Is that the reason why you're here? Because he doesn't know yet?
Yeah. This is terrible. My best friend's girlfriend, who he's about to propose to, cheated on him with somebody else, mm-hmm. another dude.
Yeah.
And I am that other dude.
Oh,
that's why you know this.
It was okay. With you.
Bro, I mean, look. So many questions here, but I'll just cut it down to two. A, how in the hell did that happen? And B, are you still like with her, messing around with her?
No. Hell no.
All right.
No. It was one night. Like it was early in their relationship. Like they were barely together for a few weeks. And honestly, I didn't think it was going to be anything. So, you know, it just didn't seem that serious. And we have mutual friends, so we were all out one night while he was, like, out of town. I drove her home because she couldn't drive. I was trying to be a good guy, honestly. Like, I wasn't even, like, thinking about it, really.
Okay.
I mean, we were flirting, but I don't know. That was probably my mistake, obviously. But I walked her up to her apartment, and then she kissed me.
Oh.
And then, you know, she invited me in, and one thing led to another, and I was so stupid, and I was like, he doesn't care about it. Like, there's no way this is going to go anywhere, you know, tried to justify it all.
Yeah.
Wait, you stayed the night?
Yeah, I feel pretty awful about it.
So she clearly hasn't said anything to him yet. Have you and her talked about what happened?
I mean, we both swore to never say anything.
Mm.
And, like, it's just like this weird, unspoken kind of thing. I didn't think their relationship would last this long, but it's been like 2 years. And I just like don't trust her at all. I mean, she kissed me.
Well, I don't
like her.
But Charlie, wait a minute. Now, you kissed her back and you stayed the night. That takes two to tango here, buddy. Have you ever heard that phrase? I mean, you're just as guilty here, dude.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, if I'm his best friend and she would do that to, you know, with me, then, like, who else has she slept with? You know, like, I messed up, but, like, that's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
Right.
You sound like your mind is made up, though. You do want to tell him. You said you don't like her. And for everybody that's just listening, Charlie has revealed to us that he slept with his best friend's girlfriend, who the best friend, Wally, is about to propose to.
Man.
And that's why you want to say something to your best friend. You don't trust her. So you're going to tell him, it sounds like.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, her and I don't talk. I think she's taking this to the grave. But I don't think I can do that personally. The guilt is just like eating away at me, and like, I don't know, I'm not gonna be able to go to that wedding and just look at the two of them up there, and then like feeling like he's, you know, the dumb one, like he's duped because I'm the bad guy, like I know what happened. So yeah.
Charlie, hang on, your buddy Wally here has a lot to lose. I mean, you have a lot to lose too, but think about Wally. He hasn't done anything, and not only can, you know, he lose his future, his fiance, but now his best friend too. I mean, you guys have been bros for a while, it sounds like, and you might not be one of his friends after this, though, it looks like, if you tell him.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm, you know, pretty confused. I need help with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm feeling a little trapped. Like, should I say something or?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is a tough one, Charlie.
Because you're going to lose everything. I mean, you don't care about losing, like, contact with her because you don't talk to her. But it's your best friend.
You could lose your best friend, but look at what happened. And I get why you want to get that out there, and I feel like you need to get that out there. So this is the part, Charlie, where we...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Have our listeners call in. We're going to play a couple songs here so we can talk to these folks off the air. Some people that call in have been through something like this a lot of times. They're going to offer you advice. And if you want to help Charlie, call in now, 414-432-1099. Charlie, a few years ago, slept with his best friend's girlfriend. Best friend is about to propose to the girl. Charlie's feeling like the best friend can't trust her. He's feeling guilty. Should he say something or should he not? And just take it to the grave, because that's clearly what she's doing.
I'm on that side. I don't think he should say anything.
Oh,
now that I've
thought
about this and I've heard from Charlie.
And people have said that in the past with advice.
Just don't say anything.
Charlie, you're going to listen to the calls. You said you're going to do that. And then tomorrow, you're going to give us an update. You're going to call back in and tell us what you decided on.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thanks, Charlie. Sit tight and we'll take these calls here. 414-432-1099. Oh, Sarah, what do you think about this situation? Charlie's looking for some help.
Well, it's a tough spot to be in, but I think Charlie should talk to the potential fiance and tell her that he is going to tell him.
Oh.
And I think he should tell him. I think he should give her the chance to tell him first, actually. And or they could tell him together, possibly, even whether they talk or not, because he does have a right to know.
Definitely. Yeah, like, I feel so bad for his buddy Wally. Like, my God, this poor guy's like, I got my best friend, I got my girl.
Why trudge this up? And just, it was done.
Because relationships built on lies never last.
Correct.
And so if she's not willing to be honest with him now, 5 years into a marriage, I think you need to come up and be honest about it and be like, look, it happened once. You know, it hasn't happened since, or whatever the case might be. But he has a right to know, because relationships built on lies never last.
So you don't think, like, what he doesn't know doesn't hurt him type of thing? You don't believe in that?
No, I don't believe in that.
Okay.
Because if their relationship is strong enough, then they'll overcome this situation also. And I feel like the potential of Charlie, you know, losing a best friend, best friends don't really do those kinds of things.
That's just so, right? Like,
true.
What kind of best friend are you that you thought it was okay to sleep with your best friend's girlfriend?
One thing led to another, he said, you know, there were drinking involved, so I don't know.
No, yeah. I mean, I get...
But there's been 2 years that he's been holding this in and hasn't said anything for 2 years.
That's why I think he shouldn't say anything. It's been too long.
Well, I think he should, because this is really a messed up situation. Messed up for this guy, Wally, to be getting married to somebody, not realizing what happened behind his back. But also messed up that Charlie's going to say, oh, yeah, this is my best friend. I don't know that this really is your best friend if you did this.
And I think that you come clean with it because you want your friend to be happy and you want him to know that this happened so that he can make a, you know, the right decision for himself, but also so that if their relationship is going to work, that it's going forward on an even footing and Wally's completely in the know of, you know, of what was going on.
I like your style, Sarah. Mm. Thank you for calling and helping out Charlie. We're going to talk to him tomorrow at 8:20 with an update. And we're going to take one more call here. We've got Sue. Sue, what do you think Charlie should do? Should he tell his, what he calls, best friend, hey, don't propose to this girl because she slept with me 2 years ago?
Well, that's the point that triggered me, is he's justifying that as his rationale for doing that, but he's holding it against the girlfriend. She might have done it because she didn't think that relationship was going to be serious. So you can't have that be both ways.
You're absolutely right. Now that you mention that, it's like Charlie was like, yeah, how many other people has she done this with? Well, wait a minute, man. You're the one who did this in the first place here to your friend. Right.
He doesn't trust her. He shouldn't. I get where he's feeling like, man, this relationship got serious. What's she about? I mean, what's he about that he went and did this?
When she did it, it was 2 weeks into a new relationship. She had no idea he was going to be the one. And he doesn't know if she's done it since then. So, but I want to know his motivation. It sounds more like his motivation is clearing his conscience more than helping his friend out.
More than looking out for his friend. Yeah.
That is very poignant.
That's a good point.
Sue,
big time.
I hope Charlie heard that. I hope he really heard what you just said there. That he needs to really think about what are his intentions here in coming clean with this. And tomorrow morning, he did say he's going to get back to us 8:20. Awesome. We'll have him on for an update. And we know you're busy, Sue, so thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.